As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hola, ¿qué tal estás? ¿Todo bien? Espero que sí. In this lesson, lesson 72 of Coffee Break Spanish, we're going to be going back to Andrew and Maria Jose and talking about the weather. But we'll be extending the vocabulary that we covered previously when talking about the weather and also using different tenses to do so. I hope you enjoy the lesson. So it's another conversation, and this time your questions before we begin, Cara, are, first of all, where has Maria Jose just returned from? Secondly, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? And thirdly, what can you tell us about the weather in Granada in the summer and in the winter? Let's listen to the conversation.
Hola, Andrew.
Hola, Maria Jose. Hace mucho que no te veo.
Sí, esta mañana he vuelto de Francia. Estaba de vacaciones allí. Dime, Andrew, ¿qué tiempo ha hecho aquí esta semana?
Bueno, no ha hecho buen tiempo. Esta semana ha hecho frío y mucho viento. Además, ha llovido un montón.
¡Qué pena! Por lo menos hoy hace mejor tiempo. Hace sol y no llueve.
¿Y sabes qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Según el pronóstico para mañana, va a hacer buen tiempo. Va a hacer mucho calor mañana.
Me has dicho antes que eres de Granada.
Sí, soy de Granada.
¿Qué tiempo hace en Granada durante el verano y durante el invierno?
La verdad es que el tiempo en Granada es muy variable. Hay dos extremas. Durante el verano hace muchísimo calor, a veces 48 grados. Sin embargo, durante el invierno hace un frío increíble a causa de la altitud de la ciudad. Granada está cerca de las montañas, así que durante el invierno hay condiciones perfectas para esquiar.
Muy bien, así que tengo que ir a Granada en el invierno porque me encanta esquiar. So there you have it. Maria Jose has just returned from somewhere. Cara, did you pick up where she had just come back from?
She's just back from France, Francia.
Francia, that's right. She said, esta mañana he vuelto de Francia.
Now, we'll come back to that in a moment. The second question was, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Did you pick up anything of that at all?
She said it was going to be nice weather.
Yeah.
Buen tiempo.
Buen tiempo. Buen tiempo. She actually said, mañana va a hacer buen tiempo. Va a hacer mucho calor mañana. So mucho calor would be?
Really warm.
Really warm. Very hot. Lots of heat, literally. Mucho calor. And can you tell us anything about the weather in Granada in the summer and the winter?
She said that there were two extremes, and that in summer it was really, really warm, and in winter it's incredibly cold.
Exactly. Well done. She mentioned the fact that hay dos extremas, two extremes, as you've mentioned. Durante el verano hace muchísimo calor. Muchísimo is even more than mucho. It's like the superlative form. Muchísimo calor. So that's really, really warm. A veces, sometimes even 48 grados. How many degrees is that?
48 degrees.
48, yeah, pretty warm. A lot warmer than it is in Scotland. A veces 48 grados. However, sin embargo, durante el invierno, it's very, very cold. Hace un frío increíble. What does increíble mean?
Incredible?
Yeah, it's incredible. So, increíble. It's an incredible cold. Hace un frío increíble. And she gave a reason for that. A causa de la altitud de la ciudad. What do you think that means?
Because of the altitude of the city?
Yeah, it's a very high city. Está cerca de las montañas. It's also near the mountains. So, durante el invierno, hay condiciones perfectas para esquiar.
So there are perfect conditions to ski?
Exactly. Esquiar, the verb to ski. Okay, let's go through the text in a little more detail. I'm going to pick up on a few things, particularly tenses that she's used. First of all, she began by saying, hace mucho que no te veo.
Hace mucho que no te veo.
That's it. Veo, the verb veo, comes from the infinitive ver, which means?
To see.
To see. So, I see, veo. Now, te veo means?
See you.
I see you. So, te is you. Te veo, you, I see you. So, no te veo would mean?
I've not seen you.
Yeah, I don't see you, literally in the present tense. No te veo. No te veo. I don't see you. Now, the actual phrase that she said was, hace mucho que no te veo. She could also have said, hace mucho tiempo que no te veo. Are you getting an idea of what this might mean?
Yep. Kind of like in English when you would say, long time no see.
Exactly. It's a long time since I've seen you. Literally, it makes lots of time, hace mucho tiempo, que no te veo, that I don't see you. Hace mucho tiempo que no te veo.
Hace mucho tiempo que no te veo.
Exactly. And that's quite a useful expression because we can use it in other situations too. For example, hace mucho que no hablamos. Hace mucho que no hablamos.
Hace mucho que no hablamos.
And what would that mean?
It's been a long time since we've spoken.
Exactly. We've not spoken for a long time. It's been a long time since we've spoken. So, hace mucho que no, it's been a long time since we've done something. But let's turn this into the positive now and say, hace mucho que hablo español, for example. What would that mean?
You've spoken Spanish for a long time.
Exactly. Hace mucho que hablo español. And we can make this even more developed and say something like, hace tres años que estudio español.
You've been studying Spanish for 3 years.
Exactly. Hace tres años que estudio español. And then the negative versions, for example, how would you say, I haven't eaten paella for 2 weeks?
Hace dos semanas que como paella.
That you've not eaten paella?
Que no como paella.
Exactly. Paella. Hace dos semanas que no como paella.
Hace dos semanas que no como paella.
Or something like, hace tres semanas que no como chocolate.
Hace tres semanas que no como chocolate.
Exactly. Which would mean, of course,
I haven't eaten chocolate for 3 weeks.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples, and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Note the verb tense in all of these. Como, veo. Which tense is it?
The present tense.
And which tense are we translating it into in English?
Past tense.
Well, the past, but in fact it's kind of like the perfect, because you're saying I haven't done something for some kind of time, or it's been 2 weeks since I've done something, okay? In Spanish, you use the present tense in this situation when you're saying it's been such and such of time since I do something. Okay? So, hace mucho que no te veo was the starting point for all of that. There's a few more perfect tenses in this text, however, in this dialogue. María José said, he vuelto de Francia. Esta mañana he vuelto de Francia. Why did she use the perfect tense there?
Because she was talking about esta mañana, which was this morning, so it's related to the present.
Exactly. It's related to the present. There's a present element in it. Esta mañana is one of those phrases. Can you give me some of the other phrases for use of the perfect tense?
Esta tarde.
Esta tarde, yeah. And how would you say this week?
Esta semana.
Esta semana hemos hablado mucho español or whatever. And when we were talking about the weather, María José asked, ¿qué tiempo ha hecho aquí esta semana? What does that mean?
It means, what's the weather been like this week?
Exactly, using the perfect tense. Again, hecho, from the verb...
hacer?
Yeah, it's an irregular past participle. Ha hecho buen tiempo. No ha hecho buen tiempo. It's not been nice, or it's been nice. And Andrew said, no ha hecho buen tiempo. Esta semana ha hecho frío. It has been cold. Y ha hecho mucho viento.
It's been windy.
Yeah. Además, what's more, ha llovido un montón.
It's rained, but I don't know what un montón is.
Ha llovido un montón means it has rained lots and lots. Okay, it's a word that's used to mean lots or loads. It's rained loads. Además, ha llovido un montón.
Además, ha llovido un montón.
Okay. Now, María José asked about the pronóstico. Can you remember what the pronóstico is?
Is that the weather forecast?
Yeah, it's the weather forecast that you would get on the television. Literally, the prognosis. El pronóstico para hoy, the weather forecast for today. And she talked about el pronóstico para mañana, which would be...
the weather forecast for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And she said, según el pronóstico para mañana. Según is according to. According to the weather forecast for tomorrow, va a hacer buen tiempo.
It's going to be nice weather.
Yeah. Va a hacer. All those run together. Va a hacer buen tiempo.
Va a hacer buen tiempo.
Muy bien. Va a hacer buen tiempo. Va a hacer mucho calor mañana.
Va a hacer buen tiempo. Va a hacer mucho calor mañana.
Another useful phrase that Andrew said was, me has dicho antes que. So, has dicho comes from?
Decir.
Which means?
To say.
Yeah. So, me has dicho.
You said to me.
Yeah. The me part is to me. So, to me you have said, me has dicho antes. Do you know what antes means?
Does it mean before?
Yeah. Me has dicho antes que. You told me before that, or you once told me that. And that's a nice way of phrasing sentences. So, me has dicho antes que eres de Granada. You told me before that you're from Granada. How would you say, you told me before that you speak French?
Me has dicho antes que hablas francés.
Me has dicho antes que hablas francés. Muy bien. What about María told me before that she is from Italy?
María me ha dicho antes que es de Italia.
Yeah, me ha dicho antes que es de Italia. She told me that she was from Italy. She told me before, and it's ha dicho, as you rightly said. He dicho, has dicho, ha dicho, hemos dicho, habéis dicho, han dicho. Can you run through that, Cara?
He dicho, has dicho, ha dicho, hemos dicho, habéis dicho, han dicho.
Muy bien. So, he told me before, or she told me before, me ha dicho antes. And of course you can put a name in front of that. Pablo me ha dicho antes que es de Barcelona, or whatever. One other thing I'd like to pick up on here, and that was when María José began her sentence with, la verdad es que el tiempo en Granada es muy variable. So the weather in Granada is very variable, variable. But she began with, la verdad es que. What does la verdad mean?
Is it the truth?
Yeah, the truth. So la verdad es que, the truth is that. And it's very, very common in Spanish to use that phrase. La verdad es que. And it gives you some time to think as well. So the truth is, or to tell the truth, or to be honest, la verdad es que el tiempo en Granada es muy variable.
La verdad es que el tiempo en Granada es muy variable.
Muy bien. So that's a really nice phrase to use. It sounds quite Spanish, and also it gives you that little bit of time to think about your answer. So Cara, how would you say, well, to be honest, I don't really want to go.
La verdad es que no quiero ir.
Yeah, I don't want to go. No quiero ir. La verdad es que no quiero ir. It's also that kind of phrase that you can be using if you're not quite comfortable about admitting to something. The truth is that I don't really want to go, or something like that. La verdad es que no quiero ir.
La verdad es que no quiero ir.
Okay. It's time now to listen to the conversation again. We'll take it right back to the beginning, and once more, this will be in a slightly more natural speed.
Hola, Andrew.
Hola, María José. Hace mucho que no te veo.
Sí, esta mañana he vuelto de Francia. Estaba de vacaciones ahí. Dime, Andrew, ¿qué tiempo ha hecho aquí esta semana?
Bueno, no ha hecho un buen tiempo. Esta semana ha hecho frío y mucho viento. Además, ha llovido un montón.
¡Qué pena! Por lo menos hoy hace mejor tiempo. Hace sol y no llueve.
¿Y sabes qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Según el pronóstico para mañana, va a hacer buen tiempo. Va a hacer mucho calor mañana.
¿Me has dicho antes que eres de Granada?
Sí, soy de Granada.
¿Qué tiempo hace en Granada durante el verano y durante el invierno?
La verdad es que el tiempo en Granada es muy variable. Hay dos extremas. Durante el verano hace muchísimo calor, a veces 48 grados. Sin embargo, durante el invierno hace un frío increíble a causa de la altitud de la ciudad. Granada está cerca de las montañas, así que durante el invierno hay condiciones perfectas para esquiar.
Muy bien, así que tengo que ir a Granada en el invierno porque me encanta esquiar.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.